Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Each week we'll have an exciting array of diverse guests who will all point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. And tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back world-famous psychic and minister Mary Blake. Here's a little bit of her history, which started with an errant bolt of lightning out of a clear blue southern Illinois sky. That's what awakened Mary Blake's dormant healing ability. 3 weeks later, the shocked 15-year-old overheard herself giving someone a massage. Life would never be the same. Strangers began unburdening their innermost secrets to her, only to exclaim, "Why am I telling you this? I never even told my best friend." After years of denying her natural talents, she arrived in New York City to open an antique and jewelry concession in the World's Fair. Still in denial of her natural talents, Mary fell in love with Manhattan. Its energy and culture provided the stimulus she needed to prepare for her life's work. At an Association of Humanistic Psychology conference, she met other healers for the first time. A spontaneous healing of lung cancer compelled her to finally accept her own gifts. In gratitude, she committed the rest of her life to healing. Extensive studies with leaders in the field here and abroad enhanced and multiplied her natural talent. She's an empath, a spiritual coach, and a healing energy channel. She has worked with celebrities, business executives, artists, ambassadors, and just plain people. In her spiritual development and self-mastery classes, she works as a catalyst to unleash and develop the latent talents of others. Mary is convinced that paranormal and extrasensory perception are mankind's birthright that civilization has repressed and denied. She considers multi-life therapy her greatest achievement. Her book, Journals of a Healer, tells the story of its beginnings and the excitement, the drama, and the freedom it offers. Everything in that book happened to real people. And so I'd like to once again welcome Mary and ask you how you are once again tonight.
I'm fantastic. And I'm so delighted to be here with you.
Well, I'm delighted to have you, Mary. It's always a joy, and I love your energy. I love working with you, and you're a wonderful guest. And we do have a lot of callers on the line, so that's great. But just to let the callers know, Mary and I are going to talk for a while before we get to the calls, and everybody that I talked to thus far, we'll get a chance to talk to her, and then we'll try to get to some of the others. But you really do need to call in before the start of the show to be guaranteed an opportunity to talk with one of my guests. I get so many callers. And just to let people know, upcoming this weekend, on a special edition show on Sunday, April 17th, the English psychic medium Leo Bonomo will be on the show, and you don't want to miss that. He is absolutely wonderful. But back to Mary. Mary, would you begin by telling us a little bit about your multi-life therapy and your book, because I think that would be of interest to everybody.
Oh, surely. I was sort of thrown up against the wall out of nowhere. I had no idea, first of all, that I was psychic. I just thought I gave good massages. And of course, David has told you that that was thrust upon me. I didn't really want to admit it. I was already weird enough, you know what I mean? At any rate, a medical student talked me into doing a healing class, and I fought it right down to the wire, but she was very insistent. And in the second class, she suddenly called me very desperately and said, ever since the beginning of you started working on that lady with the colitis, I've been getting flashes of myself with my knees up and blood all over the place. And I didn't know exactly what to say. And then she said, I lost my feet. And I looked down and I said, how can you, to myself, how can you lose size 10 feet? You know, but, so I said, what do you mean? And she said, well, I just don't feel them. It's like they're not even there. So I signaled to one of the classmates, and we dragged her across the room because she was much taller than I, and lay her on the couch, and she went into labor. And she was very thin, and suddenly it was as if someone had put a basketball underneath her dress.
My.
And it was so real that two of the women got up and grabbed her hands and started pulling like crazy and said, push, push, push. It was just, so immediate and present that it was as if you were in a delivery room.
Wow.
So I, of course, panicked inside, but I couldn't panic on the outside because I was the instructor. So the only thing that was available to me was I screamed for help in my head, and I sent this desperate call out through the universe, and thank goodness God heard and sent this wonderful spirit, and all of a sudden I felt myself as if someone was putting me on like a glove, and a warm, beautiful, wise, wonderful being. And it gave me peace and comfort and confidence. And I realized that I wasn't in charge anymore. And my mouth started to open, and talking her through this incredible death scene in colonial America. And
wow.
And I don't know if you know it, David, but at that time, that point in time, I really was convinced that past life regression was a hoax. I didn't believe in it.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, there's nothing like being hit right between the eyeballs to make you suddenly a believer. And I believed.
Right. I'm sure you did.
so when she finally came back, she sat up and started telling us what had happened. And it seems that she was basically in a log cabin. And there was a couple of women there. And her husband wasn't around. And she was furious because the husband, she was dying having his baby and he wasn't even around. And at that point, I wondered where the heck this guy was, and I found myself flying through the air and saw this bloody rag doll across on the side of a trail. And I popped right back in and told her that her husband had been killed by Indians. And, you know, it just came out of my mouth. And I'm saying, where did that come from? This is ridiculous. And she thought it was ridiculous, too. And so I hear myself, my voice, and this spirit through me instructing her to just float out of her body, float through the ceiling, and go find her husband. And it got very still, and everybody in the room was, you know, holding their breath. And then suddenly the voice came out, well, I'm ready to go. And at that point, I couldn't stand it anymore. And I said, "You ready to go look for your husband?" She says, "No, I'm ready to go." And everybody knew that she meant she was going to die, including the medical student who says, "Wait, does this mean I'm going to die?" And my mouth calmly said, "Oh, no, this is all happening on a consciousness level. And this colonial woman will be leaving the scene here, and then you will be able to come back and to your normal state of being." So she says, "Oh, okay." So, about 1 minute, she sat up and started describing everything to us. And we were stunned, figuring that this was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And the next week it happened to somebody else. And then the next week after that, two people went into other lifetimes. And by that time, I realized that God and Spirit had something in mind for me that I had no idea what was going on in my life. And I had already committed myself to be an instrument of divine purpose. And so I had to go along with it. I had promised. So it turned out that one of the students was a psychologist, and he worked for the New York Board of Mental Health. And he invited me to a coffee after class and said, "I want to do this, but I'm a professional. I can't do this in public. So we've got to do this privately." And I said, "I have no idea what is happening, how it's happening. I just assumed it was the class energy." And he said, "Well, I'm willing to face failure if you are." So we did this, and it worked out perfectly fine. And he got exactly what he needed, which is what everybody does, it seems, because when Spirit is in charge, things just never go wrong.
Right, right. Well, I can testify to that because I had multi-life therapy done with Mary, and it really was an amazing thing. And I think I've shared that experience with listeners in the past, and I don't want to take the time to talk about that now except to say that it opened some doors of understanding which shifted behaviors in this life when I understood that the behaviors that had happened in a previous life did not need to repeat themselves anymore. So it released me from some compulsive behavior, which was very painful in my past and a very welcome change.
What I've learned is that these unresolved conflicts from other lifetimes, they actually linger in the subconsciously, and they do exert pressure on us. And when the conflict is resolved and it's completed and it no longer holds any energy over you, your life completely changes. It's wonderful.
Yes, indeed. Well, Mary, let me just give you the opportunity to let people know how they can contact you if they want to do that form of therapy with you.
Oh, certainly. I have an email, which is peakvitality@gmail.com, no underscore. And I have a blog, which is themaryblake.com. And there are a number of articles and a lot of comments and a lot of postings on that, which many people seem to find very helpful and enlightening and sometimes rewarding and sometimes comforting. So if you email me, I will gladly get in touch with you. And we can set up an appointment, no problem.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for that. And speaking of your blog, It is very interesting, and one of the articles that I read had to do with unleashing your hidden genius, and you speak of how we all come into this world as geniuses, and then something changes. I wondered if you'd speak a little bit about that and how we can unlock that genius potential once again.
Oh, absolutely. We, as children, as babies, are here, and we are captive. We can't speak. We can't move and help ourselves. And by the time they teach us what we can do and what we can't do, they potty train us and housebreak us and teach us everything that they think we need to know, we sort of lose touch with our spiritual heritage. And this body, this persona that we come in here with is straight from, if you want to call it heaven, if you want to call it spirit, if you want to call it the cosmic center of the universe, of all the universes of universes, fine. But wherever we come from is the place of origin where people really connect and can be their total selves. And when we are here, only a small part of us can come here. And it's sort of like the ocean, and which is the whole soul, and the incarnation that arrives on this planet is like a wave that comes on shore. And the wave picks up things and has experiences and spends a little time on the shore and then goes back into the ocean. And this is the way that we learn to work with this planet, because there are rules, and if you don't live by those rules, it's sometimes very uncomfortable. And all the so-called learning is basically unlearning of our spiritual truths. So as we work really with children, and we allow them to be as much of themselves as they can be, and then offer them challenges, and don't force them to do anything, but if their eyes light up, give them more. If their eyes glaze over, we go do something else. And when we do that with people as well, you'll begin to see you're talking, you're excited and you're talking, and suddenly the person's kind of eyes glaze over and they're not even looking at you anymore. They're just kind of looking out into space, and you say, oops, there I go again. So the being aware of the way people respond to certain sounds, to certain colors, to certain movements, to certain vibrations, will help them to stay in touch with who they really are and to express it here on Earth. And that's what I have learned, and also simply believing in a person can totally unlock huge blocks of energy and intelligence that they didn't even know they had.
Well, that is absolutely amazing, and I believe it's the truth. Mary, we have quite a few callers on the line. Would you be ready to take some calls?
I sure would.
Okay. We lost our first caller of the evening. Let me just search through and see if I can find that area code. I guess not. So we're going to be going to Veronica. And Veronica,
hello.
You're live on the air. Hi, what's your name, hon? I mean, hi, Veronica. Say hello to Mary.
Yes, what's your name, Veronica? Veronica. It's good to hear you.
I would like to know if you have any messages for me from the other side.
Were you talking about wanting to hear from deceased people?
Yeah, is that what you, yeah, or?
I don't usually do that.
So whatever message, whatever information you have
yes.
for me with my current, what's going
okay.
on.
Okay, you know, I just want to say that I respect and respect the sovereignty of the people on the other side, and sometimes they're very busy and would rather not take the time to talk with us. But one of the things that I do want to say with you is that you need to relax more.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take a deep breath and let the energy flow into you and begin to notice what part of your body is asking for attention. You don't pay enough attention to your body. And if your body were not vitally important, why would an immortal spirit tie itself to that body for an unlimited amount of time?
Okay.
When you take better care of yourself, people will pay more attention to what you say to them, because
mm-hmm.
they will see that you know what you're talking about and you know how to live, and that you keep your word, and that you are a strong person, and that you're someone who deserves respect. That will make a change in your life.
Okay.
You have a lot to give, and there are things that you set aside when you so-called grew up that are still in there and waiting for you to express them.
Mm.
So at least once or twice a week, just sit very quietly and remember what fun you had doing certain things and learning things and mastering certain things when you were younger. And that will clue you on to where you might want to go.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And trust yourself, believe in yourself, and just relax and do the same with other people.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much.
And you have a lot. You have a lot to give. So do that. Okay.
Alrighty. Okay, thank you. Thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Reading.
Veronica, I appreciate it. Have a
You're
good
welcome.
Evening.
Again.
God bless you. Okay, our next caller is another Mary. Mary, you're live on the air with Mary.
Well, thank you. And hello, Mary. How are you?
Hello.
I am pleased to be speaking with you. Right now, my question mainly revolves around my a move that I've been anticipating. My lease will be expiring next month, and I have an idea where I'm going, but I'm wondering if it's actually going to manifest in the way I'm expecting it to.
Well, what I'm getting is a breath of fresh air. It seems that the place that you have been living has been holding you back, and it's almost as if you're in a dark corner.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, I am in sort of a corner. That's where I live, actually, kind of around the corner, you might say. I'm only moving a short distance.
Uh-huh.
I'm downsizing because I need to.
I think you'll find it is a good move, and I I see you, even though you're in smaller space, you'll be expanding. And that'll be because you're able to get rid of some things that have been reminding you of unpleasant things. And it's better to just get them out of your life and get that fresh breath of air.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the management will abide by their word as far as what I've discussed with them? As I have not been able to get it in writing, which is a little disconcerting, but do you think they'll abide with our conversation?
I think that the more you remind them how much you appreciate the arrangements you've made, and that you will certainly recommend them to anyone who inquires about them, the more positive and the more friendly and the less worried you are, the better it will be.
Uh-huh. I'll try to keep my composure, even though I'm, you know, feeling a little bit frustrated because they did go back on their word one time. So,
well, there, you have to give people the benefit of the doubt, and the way you speak to yourself about it inside your head is going to alter circumstances. So you'd better keep your thoughts absolutely positive. Don't allow yourself the luxury of going into negative thinking.
Oh,
you know,
it's too scary to think of alternatives at this point because I really can't move right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just
keep telling you this is going to be the best thing that's happened to me in 10 years.
it probably so.
Okay.
Yeah,
and by your expectation, you will help it to happen.
Okay.
Just
well,
remember that thoughts, the way you think, if you think of things enough, it will manifest in your reality.
Right. I agree.
So the more you stay positive, the more positive your life will be.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very strong will.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Possibly there's a turnover in management as well. That's another little thing that's had me a little bit uneasy. I'm not sure if that will.
Don't worry about it. Just say you have the guarantee from the previous manager, and of course you know that they will honor it.
Okay.
And just remember the word of course.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm counting on you.
Yeah. I am.
Okay.
And they know I've made a lot of preparation already, so.
Uh-huh. Good.
And I'm a good tenant. I deserve a good place.
Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Does that, how are you feeling now? You feeling a little better?
Yes, I'm feeling a little better about the situation, being that there's some confirmation coming from another source.
Just take charge.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. I will do that, Mary. Thank you very much for your reading.
You're welcome.
Anything
Best wishes,
else?
Mary.
Okay.
Well, that's wonderful, a wonderful suggestion to us all. Mary, you're going to be in limbo for a minute, but you will be able to hear. I'm having a hard time disconnecting. So if the sound goes blank, I'll get you back. Don't worry. Let's see, there we go. No, I think that is just wonderful general advice to any of us, because it's so easy as humans to get caught up in worry. And we need to stay positive because we do create our own realities. And as Ada Marie would say, thoughts are things. And thank you.
And you know that worrying about something is that it takes the same amount of psychic energy, and it is just as effective is praying for something good to happen. So when you worry about something, think of yourself as praying for something bad to happen. So you don't want to do that.
No. No, thank you. All right. Our next caller is Trish. And Trish, hang in there. There you are. You're live on the air.
Hi, Mary. I was wondering, similar to, if you could give me kind of just a message about what's going to kind of be important in the next couple months for me to focus on.
Well, my little girl guide, Stardust, who is eons old, refuses to predict the future because she says you haven't made it happen yet. Think of yourself as going down a road, and you come to a fork in the road. You can go left, you can go right, you can go straight ahead. And up until that moment that you decide which way you're going, there are three different futures out there.
Okay.
You are in charge. Just remember that. You are in charge. There is nothing that is written in stone. They don't have stones in heaven. They don't have stones in the spirit world. And they don't have time.
Okay.
So what you do with your time here on this planet, you can accomplish in 2 minutes what you have been trying to do for 3 months.
Okay.
You can change the course of events by the choices that you make. Once you make that choice, you're stuck with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
It's like, you're on a sled going down an icy hill. You had no business going on that icy hill on that sled. But once you're on there, you're there.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
So your choices are more important right now than they have been for the last 3 years.
Yes, I believe you.
Okay. So pay attention to the energies around you and just ease yourself out of anything that you're feeling is negative. Don't talk yourself, intellectually talk yourself out of your intuition, because that is when you really get in trouble.
Okay.
All right. Because
thank
you've
you.
Done that a few times in the past.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree. All right,
so
you.
So have I. No worries. The worst trouble I ever gotten in my life was when I talked myself out of my intuition. I said to myself, don't be ridiculous. It's a perfectly, perfectly nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, boy.
All right, well, trust your advice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you, David,
for calling, Trish.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Well, intuition is a wonderful subject. I think that a lot of us don't rely enough on it or don't know how to tune into it. Do you have any suggestions to people along those lines, Mary?
I will. Sitting very quietly, I've learned how, as a matter of fact, I was taught by spirit how to relax in an instant, and it served me very well, because what you do, and this I was taught, you make your whole body tense. You're like your whole body is a fist, and this is every hair, every toenail, in your belly button, everything, until you feel you're trembling, and then you collapse like a rag doll. And you will achieve in 60 seconds what usually takes people half an hour to relax. In therapy, many times, it takes almost an hour to get relaxed enough to the point where you can discuss about the things that you need to talk to the therapist about. But when you learn to relax instantly and be totally focused, focus on your breath, ride that breath as if you are riding surfing on the water, but you're riding on this breath, and go in deep, and you can accomplish this in just a minute or two at the most, and you will be more relaxed than a lot of people who meditate for an hour.
Hmm. Wow. Shortcut.
It's also a shortcut to getting more rest from your sleep, because many of us are so uptight that we get no benefit from the first 2 hours of our sleep. So if you do this and you only have 4 hours to sleep, you will get the equivalent of 6 hours of sleep.
Wonderful suggestion. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So understand that you can, in an instant, change your whole atmosphere. This is what I have stressed in, especially in the caller who's about to move, because she has a tendency to worry. So I want to just go back a little bit, and I also know that I'm not speaking to one person. I'm speaking with everyone who is listening. And some of them, this will be a personal message to you, even though I'm speaking to the other person. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think that whatever energy or whatever messages are meant to be received are delivered, and that's the benefit of staying on the line after you've spoken with Mary, because you may indeed find some other truths coming your way that you may or may not have been prepared for or didn't ask about. So I think that's very important. And with that said,
now the same message can have different significance for different people.
Right, right.
Okay.
Mhm. Yep. And I love your message of choice, about choices and taking responsibility for your life. I think that's a very important point to remember, because a lot of people seem to think that they're subject to fate and forget that they have free will to change the course of their destiny at any point of the way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, our next caller is Kathy. And Kathy, you are live on the air with Mary Blake.
Hi, Mary. How are you tonight?
Hi. I'm terrific. How about you?
Not bad. Fighting a little
well,
sinus cold. Oops. But
hold a second. Your subconscious cannot recognize irony, cannot recognize sarcasm, cannot recognize the word no. It has no judgment, no sense of humor, and no sense of time. So when you say not bad, your subconscious does not hear not. Your subconscious hears bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Forgot about
that. Sometimes you're wondering why suddenly you didn't feel as good as you felt a little bit before. Now, I want you to tell me that you feel great.
I feel great.
Take a deep breath. Did you feel the energy I shot at you?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Okay. Good. Good. So we are constantly exuding and receiving energy, and you have a very good ability to use energy. So remember that it's a responsibility to you. Use that energy, the power that you have to use energy, use it well.
All right.
I think you also are very attractive to young children. They kind of gravitate to you. Is that
mm-hmm.
right? Okay.
Well, I'm not around too many of them, but
uh-huh.
I was thinking of doing something with them when I retire.
Yes, and you know something. I just had a picture of you holding premature babies.
Oh.
You will increase their chances of living, and
uh-huh.
you will also feed their spirit in because many times parents cannot go to the hospital and sit and hold their premature baby. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
So I think this is something that will give you tremendous joy, and you will know that you are making a difference in the lives of perhaps a future Einstein.
Wow. I feel that in my heart.
Okay. Well, I'm so delighted to speak with you because I feel terrific potential with you.
Oh, thank
Great
you.
Great potential for good. Mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask you about my spiritual journey, but I guess it's going well. So you already gave me the answers.
your spirit already asked the question, you know.
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely, and I'm really excited. I'd love to hear sometime in the future about what you're doing and
okay.
and the joy that you are creating and receiving. Because you know that what you send out returns increased and multiplied.
Right, that's true. Well, I'll hopefully know in the next year when I retire. So.
Well, Kathy, and you might want to keep in mind, a good way to get in touch with Mary is that she has her own radio show. Mary, would you tell the callers how they can tune into your show?
Oh, sure. The show is on Mondays at 1:30 Eastern Daylight Time, and the number to call in is 713-955-0775, and you can also tune into the archives, which by going online to blogblogtalkradio.com/Mary Blake, and I'll give you the number again: 713-955-0775. And
is your show under the spirituality?
Yes.
On Blog Talk, it is. Oh,
yes, it
okay.
is. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it.
I know they don't. They don't really. They mainly advertise Blog Talk Radio. So.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
thanks for calling in, Kat.
And look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thanks, David.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless, hon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just to let people know, Mary has a very fascinating show with a wonderful array of guests. So do try supporting that show and trying it out, and I'm sure that you'll be amazed at the information that you receive from that show as well. So that's Mondays at 1:30 Eastern Time, and you have the number. And so we'll move on to our next caller, who is Julia. And after that, I'm going to be talking to people in terms of area code. And I have three people from area code 917. So when I identify that area code, I'll also call out the first three numbers of your phone number. So this next caller is Julia. And Julia, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very, very good.
Good. Listen, I have your website up for Blog Talk, and
yes.
The way they have it listed is capital J-O-A-H, Unleash Your Hidden Genius.
Okay, that's
callers,
it.
Another way to find you.
Okay, that stands for Journals of a Healer, which is the book that I have that's available on Amazon. So that's where those initials come from.
Okay. Well, I just figured that way, you know, since it's
yeah.
a little different than just Mary Blake, it gives us something to look for. Anyway.
Great.
Uh-huh. So, like one of the callers before, I desire to make a move. I know I want to live closer to the beach, closer to the water. I'm a water baby. I gather a lot of peace and tranquility.
Uh-huh.
And so that's my heart's desire, to live closer to the water, and I would like to see, you know, if there are any messages around that. Hopefully I can kind of move myself in that direction within the next, you know, month or so.
Uh-huh. Do you kind of have butterflies about it? A little nervous about the...
Yeah, I kind of all over the place with it. I get excited, and then I get like, oh, my gosh, can I do this?
Okay. I just want to say that that you are stronger than you think you are. You kind of get a little bit of jerk in your stomach, saying, you know, I don't know if I can do this. Of course you can do this. And so you talk to yourself in the right way. And there are people who want to help you, but you haven't asked them. Okay.
Can you elaborate a little bit? Because I don't know. Who those people might be. I don't know.
It seems like one person just kind of happens by. And don't be afraid to look around and say, have you got a minute? Would you mind giving me a hand here? I'm trying to get this onto the car here or the truck or whatever. And it's interesting that don't be afraid to reach out to strangers. You know, a stranger is a friend that you haven't really gotten acquainted with yet.
Okay.
And look for you almost have a tendency of thinking, I can only count on this and this and this. Well, there's a lot more that you can count on out there. So I have a phrase they're giving me to say that you must say when you are feeling unsure. You say to yourself three times, the universe is on my side. And take a very deep breath and then say it again. Try it.
the universe is on my side. The universe is on my side.
Stretch a little bit to get more air in. The universe on my side.
The universe
Feel it.
Is on my side. Yes.
There
you
go. Did you feel the change, the switch in the energy?
Yes, definitely.
Good. And the stomach eased up a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. So just remember that there are resources for you that you don't even know about. This, you know, the head of my seminary used to say, you work for a very, there's no reason you should be poor. You work for a very rich God.
Oh, nice. Yeah, infinite God. So why would he not want to, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are limitless riches in this world, and there is absolutely no reason that you should not expect to receive your share. But if you stand back in the corner, everybody else will run in and grab theirs, and you're done.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's
okay.
Funny because I'm one of those that do sort of let others, you know, go ahead or have
I know.
More. I don't know when.
Why do you think I said that?
So, yeah.
Why do you think they said that? You know.
Yeah. Thank you for that reminder. Yeah.
So stop hanging back. Go step right up and take your share because you deserve it. And if you think that you don't and you're not going to get it, well, guess who's in there pushing everything aside so that everybody else can grab it?
Okay.
All right.
All right. We're good to go. Wonderful.
Right.
Well, thank
leave
you,
it,
Mary.
Julia.
It.
Leave it to be true. You have a stake in your own personal energy. You can do anything you set your mind to, hon.
Thank you.
You sure
thank
can.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, blessings
especially
to
with
well.
The universe
thank
on
you.
Your side.
Wonderful. Well, thank you.
You
so
have
much.
Your mantra. Thank you for calling
okay,
tonight,
yeah,
hon.
I wrote it down. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Again.
Beautiful.
Right.
Okay. Take care. Well, I think that you made a very important point, and that is about the energy that we put out. We have to put it out like we believe it with all our heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm moving on to area 917263. I tried to talk to you earlier, and you must not have had the phone up to your ear, but I'm reaching out to you. What is your name, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Tina. How are you?
Good, Tina. How
hi.
Are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having a show.
Oh, my pleasure. Say hello to Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. Okay, so I guess could I get a reading of whatever Spirit has for me?
Sure.
And about my relationship. Yeah, with my relationship with my boyfriend, Rob.
Your relationship.
Yes, thank you.
Is this something that has been going on for a while?
Yes, quite some time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Make sure that you don't count on this person changing.
Okay.
Because they will not.
Okay.
If they change, it'll be for the worse.
Oh. Okay.
It'll be more of the same. I hope that makes sense.
Not really. Are spirits being something specific?
Just that you've been overlooking clues.
Okay.
And just don't make excuses for yourself
okay.
or they are this other person.
Okay.
There's are there a couple of things that are sort of philosophical things that you kind of disagree on?
For the most part, religiously, no.
Okay.
It sounds like you're picking up on my ex. I have an ex that's in the hospital.
Oh, okay. All right, but no. What? Right. This is not physical. This was something that it's a little more values. Your values. But one person loves to stay at home, and the other person wants to be out all the time. Going from one event to another, that kind of thing. I'm not saying that's exactly what is going on in your life, but it's that kind of energy.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense to you now?
I understand. He travels a lot for business. I understand that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and what about your focus of interest?
I stay at home more than he does.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he travels for business.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I was just getting a lot more movement, a lot more activity on the one side than the other.
Oh, that's him. Yeah, he goes to like a lot of cities. That's him. Yeah, 100%.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's comfortable for you?
Well, pretty soon I was hoping we could move together soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I was asking. Yeah, I don't mind him traveling, but, yeah, I just wanted us to move together. So.
Uh-huh. Has he suggested it?
Yes, he has.
Okay. Does he want you to move to his place?
Yes. I'll have to relocate, yes.
Very far?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would just suggest to not give up your apartment, to sublease it at first,
mm-hmm.
so that you are very comfortable that you're not stuck. Does that make sense?
Oh, I understand that. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. I understand that.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
I don't want you to I don't want you to do all the sacrificing and give up your life and everything and then be stuck.
I understand.
Okay. Good. You just be smart.
Okay.
And give yourself a lifeline.
Because
it does, it never hurts. It sometimes it even makes you more confident if you say I'm here because I want to be, not because I have to be.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
Yeah, because you need your own independence, and just make sure that's what you get. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Tina. Thank you for calling.
Have a great day. Thank you. Welcome. Bye.
You too. Good suggestion for all of us. I'm curious as to this next 917 caller. Your first three digits of your phone number are 538. Where are you calling from and what's your name, please?
Hi. I'm calling from New York.
Uh-huh. Downstate?
downtown, yes.
Okay, and what's your name?
Hey.
My name is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How are you tonight?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call also.
You're welcome, hon.
Hi to the hosts, Mary. My question is related to I'm waiting to hear back from a place that I applied to. We've been in contact, and now I'm waiting to hear back from her. Do you see something positive come out of this? Or do you see this moving forward?
Is this a career move that is upward?
Yes, definitely upward.
Okay.
Yes.
The most important thing is your self-confidence, and learn as much about the position you would be going into, about what their needs are and their philosophy and their drive, and that you have taken the time to really learn about, and you are interested in this job primarily because of this. You need three things that you want to say that are special about this company that would align with your own ambition and your own ability. Because you believe that it would be very beneficial mutually, that you that they have a great deal that you admire. This admire is an important word for these people. I don't know why.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. But you just familiarize yourself with their organization and find out if they have a mission statement.
Okay.
That seems to be rather important there. The fact that you are that interested in them as a company and as the energy their goals, not just their business, but their a social responsibility I'm getting from this company.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, I kind of already went through the interview process. And they liked my work a lot.
Good.
And but I had some other offers, like some things that I needed. Also in return.
Sure.
I guess what I'm saying is that I find the waiting so difficult. To hear back from them, I find the waiting extremely difficult. And
remember what I told the previous caller.
Yeah.
Watch what you're saying to yourself.
Yeah.
Because now you're focusing on the negative, on the lack, what might not happen. So stop that.
Right.
Okay, you're too smart to do a dumb thing, okay?
I know, I'm feeling this, that, or I'm experiencing this, and that must mean that I won't get the job, and that's why, you know, I'm preparing myself for the worst-case scenario, and I'm unhappy.
Is that what you really want?
No, it is not.
Okay.
I cannot afford it.
No. Okay. Oh, that was clarity there. Did you feel the difference in your energy?
Yes, I can afford to think like that, actually.
Yeah, it's silly, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to open up my energy more now. Yeah.
Don't try. Work on it.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Because trying never happens.
Yes. That's correct, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. And I think you have a lot to give, and you have tremendous talent.
Okay.
What you want to do is to know that these people are smart enough to recognize your talent. Give
okay.
them the credit. Give them
okay.
the credit.
Right.
Okay?
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah, that's
okay.
true. Thank you. I'll keep listening to your show.
Oh,
thank
good.
You, Anna.
Okay.
Okay, God bless, hon.
God bless.
Thank you. I think you made a very important point, Mary, and that is that trying never happens. We do need to focus on the doing. We, of course, are more than human doings. We're human beings, but in the course of human events, we do need to do what we need to do to help ourselves and avoid that kind of programming that can lead us astray. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have two more callers. Can you take them?
Sure.
Okay. And if anybody else calls, woe to you for tonight. I'm coming to area code 3. Area code 323, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, guys. Yvette.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi, Mary.
Who do I have
glad
the pleasure of speaking with?
Yvette.
Yvette, hi there. How are you tonight?
Hi, guys. I'm pretty good. Glad to be on with you guys.
Nice to have you. Hello to Mary.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can ask you a question?
Sure.
It's also about work. I'm kind of putting tons of feelers out there, and there's been some interesting leads, and then there's been some leads, but then they peter out, and I'll get the job, the money is good, but then they die. It's just kind of been an interesting pattern for the last, I don't want to say exactly a year, but probably a good 6 months. And
okay.
now I'm just kind of hitting it hard.
Have you had a few short-term assignments?
Yeah. They would start and literally, like, kind of die within a month or two
mm-hmm.
or three, just but really, like, kind of sudden, kind of just kind of like, kind of put me in an interesting kind of pattern I've been having for the last 6 months, kind of insecure pattern, you know?
Okay. Is there anything that you notice that is similar to the three of them?
Yes. Gosh. In the beginning, I would say that there's twofold. Part of it was the money, where I felt like maybe I was underappreciated. But then one of the jobs was paying really well, but then I felt they wanted more from me, and then that just completely ended. Then the other job, very recently, she was a joke. She was paying me what, undercutting me, and she had a weird attitude, and I was being honest with her, going back and forth. And then I got the job, and then she said, this is not going to work out. And then this recent job that I have working, helping a woman, kind of like her assistant, she's older and she's very fussy. And but again, I had that job for about a month. My friend kind of told me about her hiring people and then kind of phasing them out. And that's how she did me. So it's just an interesting pattern. So it's somewhat about, I know I'm taking responsibility about me not being underappreciated and feeling like I'm getting shafted a little, but then I know when to pull back and say, okay, be mindful. I need to be grateful. This is an opportunity, not opportunity, but I'm getting it, but, I have to take my breath. I have to take deep breaths now before I stick my toe in the fire.
You know, the person that is underappreciating you the most is you.
Okay.
One of the things that you need to do is to take joy in doing the best job you possibly can, whether other people appreciate it or not.
And I do.
I tell you a story. I lived for a few years in a place called Peoria, Illinois. And this was quite a long time ago. And there was a fascinating story. And I went into the most exclusive hotel in town called the Pierre Marquette. And there was a gentleman there who was shining shoes. He had a tuxedo on. And I walked out and said, "That's the strangest thing I ever saw in my life. The shoeshine boy with a tuxedo on." And shortly afterwards, I moved. I was in California. And the Sunday feature magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the story about this man in Peoria, Illinois. He was a very smart guy, a black fellow, and he had graduated from community college with an associate degree. And he went around. There were a lot of jobs in Peoria, and he was applying for management trainee because he was and had a college degree. Didn't get a job, and he was getting desperate. And finally, an old guy looked at him, and he says, "Son, if you want to get along, if you want a job, you want to get along and make money in this town, go out and buy yourself a shoeshine box." Well, he tried a little longer and found that he got desperate, and he bought himself a shoeshine box. And he said he felt like a failure. He felt like this town didn't appreciate him. And it was, as I said, it was a long time ago, and it was a lot long before civil rights or anything like that. And so he just felt really bad. And he said to this old guy, he says, "Boy," he says, I followed your advice and look where I am." And he says, "What do you think about yourself? Pull up your bootstraps. And if you're going to be a shoeshine man, just make sure that you're a damn good one." So he started trying to make every single shoeshine he made better than the last one. He started taking pride in his work, and people started noticing it. And pretty soon, strangers would come up and say, "Hey, I'm a salesman. Friends of mine told me if you want the best shoe shine in your whole life, go to the Hotel Pierre Marquette in Peoria, Illinois. Well, I'm here. I want to see that good shoe shine." So he got so proud of his work that he thought that I really have got to demand the respect. And he started wearing a tuxedo, and he was a landmark in this town. And pretty soon, he was driving the best model of Cadillac, and making more money than the office managers that turned him down for a job. And he built himself as the greatest shoeshiner man in the world. And he lived up to the reputation, and he made a tremendous amount of money. He would get $5 tips in the days when $5 was a lot of money. Okay? So if you respect yourself, other people will respect you. If you begin to think that people are ganging up on you, they will.
Oh, I know the that philosophy. There's nothing. I mean, when I work, I mean, I definitely know what I know. What I'm giving. I give 110%.
But you said twice. You said twice.
Right.
Yes. And you are the one who has to.
I definitely know what I give.
You have to appreciate yourself. And if they don't appreciate you, that's their loss.
Like, that's what it is. It is their loss. Because I know I appreciate myself when I show up to work. I give 110%.
Okay.
I volunteer, and I know what I give.
Okay. What is the things that you may need to be careful with is that you do it in such a way that it doesn't make other employees look bad. Because if there are some people who are sliding by, and they will resent somebody who really, you know, like, do you work in an office?
Me?
Yes.
Everything from high-end retail to personal assisting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you want to do is to be very cordial with the other workers.
Oh, I'm very respectful to other people.
Okay.
I'm not saying that to be funny. I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just be warmer.
I know I might come off of, you might probably perceive me to be a certain way right now, but I know I'm incredibly friendly and respectful and very cooperative and very easygoing. When it comes to work, I give 110%.
Excellent.
I give up.
So
mainly
what you want to do is just focus on the best job you've ever had is coming to you.
Okay. The best job I've ever had is coming to me.
Yes, and I will give you my very, very favorite prayer affirmation. I give thanks for the miracle that's happening right now.
That's funny, I give thanks for the miracle that is happening for me right now or to me right now.
Happening right now.
What's
just
now happening.
Mm-hmm, you don't want to twist miracles. You want to you want to give thanks for them and be grateful for them.
Miracles happening right now.
And sometimes you lose a job in order to be so that you will be in a place to get the right job at the right time.
You know, it's funny because real quick, the story you just told, which is apropos, because I went to the mall today and I was like, there's this new section I have not seen, and it was a shoe stand, which was absolutely like the Ritz-Carlton shoe stand. And I'm like, what the heck? I was like, and the guy looked like he was dressed to the nines, and it was like such a spiffy setup. And it was ironic that you told me that story when I saw that today.
Mm-hmm. And that was a message from Spirit.
Okay.
So now you've got a double message.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miracles? Say that one more time.
I give thanks for the miracle that's happening right now.
Thanks for the miracle right now. Cool.
And when you say that, your expression will change. Your energy will change, and people will want to be around you.
Miracles right now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Thank you,
Yvette. Thank you so much.
All right. Best wishes to you. That dream job is out there.
Hey.
Okay. God bless. Okay. We have one more lucky caller, and your area code 520. And what is your name, please?
This is Lisa, and I am a very lucky caller. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. Well, I was listening to Mary Blake, and we're very lucky to be any of us talking to you. I'll speak for myself. I'm very happy to speak with you and ask you my question. I wanted to know, please, what you saw in regard to me increasing my income, a steady income. There are a couple of working on and talking to a corporation or an organization for a bit of time about giving me a contract for my work. And then there are several other things that I do for myself as a freelancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to creating that steady income where it's reliable.
Do you feel that you stressed reliable?
Well, I'm a freelancer in every aspect of the word. The one project that I first mentioned would be on a contract basis. The other
mm-hmm.
projects, I'm finishing up some certification study, so I'll become licensed in a particular area. And then there are several other projects that I'm interested in that I've been working on the side.
Mm-hmm. There's one, the one that seems the least likely is the most interesting.
Oh, well, I think I know which one that is.
Okay.
I think it's the one that I'm working on becoming licensed in that area.
Okay. It's a bit of a stretch. It's kind of reaching up.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, indeed. And the first one that I mentioned would be two, but as time has marched on, I've been looking at that organization and, you know, looking at them, and I'm starting to ask myself, would I be happy doing work for them?
Right.
I wanted it so badly for a period of time. I could taste it, and I would dream it, and I'd talk to them about it.
Now
I'm beginning. There have been some people that have changed positions. There are new ones that have come on. And some of them are just human dynamos, and I admire and respect them and really enjoy being around them. And then there's maybe one or two that I'm, and they're lead. They're definitely the authorities in that arena.
Mm-hmm.
And I look
at
them and I'm thinking, I don't know if I would really, if it would please me to be working with them.
The important thing is your talent. What is going to feed your talent the most?
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Yes. The first one that I mentioned would be a little stifling in regard to those
It would be almost like you're having a spiritual corset on and you had to do it exactly their way.
Yes.
Okay. And you need freedom. You need people that will appreciate you and say, go for it. I love your ideas. Go for it.
The one that I'm working on my licensing, that arena is very much sky's the limit, creativity. You've been so helpful to me. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
Thank you. That's good. That's very good. I'm glad. Just remember, your talent is a gift to the world. Remember that.
Thank you. I do. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Lisa.
Oh, David, can I continue listening? Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to kind of wrap things up, but yes, hang on the line,
and you
never know. There may be a few scintillating tidbits that are said before
close
the show. But thank you so much, Lisa, for calling, and best wishes to you.
And you as well, too, dear, and so to Mary Blake. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Well, I loved what you had to say to Lisa. It was very affirming. And she has such positive energy. I really, in particular, resonated with her tonight. And I think that it's so important for us to be in touch with the energy that we put out, don't you?
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just wanted to say to the lady with the butterflies, good job. You're doing a great job. Keep it up.
Yeah, and we all need to say that to ourselves each step of the way.
Yeah. But she's taking to heart what I said to her and literally working on it, and I can feel it.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately. So that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I'll make sure she gets that message because she's dropped off the line, but she calls
but
in on a fairly regular basis.
That's okay. She's busy. Okay.
She is busy, and that is what life seems to be about. We all have our own business to engage in, and everything happens in its own time and its own way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mary, is there anything else that you'd like to share tonight that's come to you?
I just want to say to everyone to focus on the positive, and please help other people stop other people from digging up negative things to talk about, because the more energy that goes into the negativity, the more power we are giving to that negative situation.
How true. Well, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for coming on the show tonight. I really appreciate your and respect your talent.
Delighted. And
well,
you,
my dear,
you're doing a very good job. You have a forum for and you bring people and attract people who are interested and growing.
That seems to be the case, and I certainly appreciate that. I appreciate the commitment of the people that have been attracted to my show and how affirming they are. And I find the audience is growing and is a very open-minded group of individuals who are seeking to improve themselves. And God bless each and every one of you.
And that is the energy that you are creating. Just remember that.
Thank you for the reminder.
Okay.
So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
God
Bye.
Bless everybody. Goodbye.